This is MC Fontaine on Audio Mode, Day 15. Well, sorry, back to Europe. I think it's too important, really, to be perfectly honest. Personally, I think this is the most important vote I've partaken in my lifetime, I would say. And I am 48. So, yeah, I was far too young to have voted in the previous referendum, seeing I was only 7 years old. But I just get constantly wound up by what I can only describe as the sheer brass neck of Vote Leave, quite frankly. So, at the weekend, Michael Gove, probably, I'd safely say, the most hated education secretary this country's ever had, put out a video, or BBC went and filmed him, I should say, of him with his father, who's in his 70s, describing, and Michael Gove, not his father, describing how his father's, and which had been his grandfather's before him, fish wholesaling business in Scotland was destroyed by the EU in 1973, by Britain joining the EU. Well, at the time, I thought that sounded a bit weird, seeing we hadn't actually joined the EU in 1973. We were still negotiating and only signed the agreements in 73 and then didn't have the referendum until 75. But fair enough. It was also at the height of the British and Icelandic Cod Wars, which were literally British and Icelandic fishermen are fighting on the high seas, more or less. The navies of both countries involved. It was just craziness. I do vaguely remember that happening, I think. But all of this, it didn't seem to sort of add up. And then today, or The Guardian, it was actually, I think, I was trying to remember. The Guardian interviewed Michael Gove's father, who admitted, well, his business didn't go bust, he sold it. There were lots of constituting factors as to why he sold it, and in his opinion, one of them was the EU, joining the EU, but that was the last of all of his factors. But his business didn't go bust. It wasn't destroyed by the EU. He sold it. So, yet again, it's more distortion of the truth, more ambiguity, more straightforward lying from the Leave campaign. It's as simple as that. And that's how low these people will go. They will involve their own family in their lies. Can you really trust people like that? No, I don't think you can. Sheer brass neck. Bye!